This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Eddie Smith, chairman of the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, it was my privilege to present the council's testimony that emphasizes that a stable farm policy is essential for U.S. cotton industry and that sound farm policy should provide an effective financial safety net for producers while abiding by U.S. trade policy commitments.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That is the marketing loan and direct and countercyclical payments. Each component serves a distinct purpose that is beneficial to U.S. farmers and to the entire industry. Our testimony also pointed out that the 2008 Farm Bill made historical changes to the payment limitations and program eligibility. Limitations were made that were more restricted by eliminating the three-entity rule, applying direct attributions, and the adjusted gross income test was substantially tightened. The council reminded them that the USDA went well beyond the statute by modifying actively engaged rules, complicating spouse eligibility, and requiring producers to authorize the IRS to release information to USDA in implementing key payment eligibility provisions. These statutory changes, combined with overzealous regulations, have pushed us to the brink, and we will strongly oppose any further restrictions.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The WTO Brazil case puts cotton marketing loan and countercyclical programs under special scrutiny. While we are relieved that U.S. negotiators have been able to put together an interim agreement that has convinced Brazil to suspend retaliation against nearly $1 billion in U.S. exports, we know that the Brazilians expect modifications to the cotton program as a part of the 2012 Farm Bill. The U.S. cotton industry has initiated internal policy deliberations with the appointment of a Farm Policy Task Force and is prepared to work with Congress to address the challenges faced in writing of the 2012 Farm Bill. The Council's testimony pointed out that the development of the 2012 Farm Bill must consider the competitive balance between commodities due to both farm and energy policies.